It doesn't take a huge archaeological discovery to look deep into the past. Sometimes all it takes is a piece of bone 2 fingers wide.
If I had to summarize it in one sentence, I would say that the Tlingit people have been in their home territory for a hell of a long time.
Albert Akil is a fourth-year doctoral candidate at the University at Buffalo in New York. He's the lead author of a study published recently in the journal iScience.
The results are consistent with some of the oral traditions that the Tlingit people hold. For example, they place themselves at the eruption of the Mount Edgecombe. And we know from geological data that that last happened 4,500 years ago. And we're saying that the Tlingit people have been here for at least 6,000 years, so it's very consistent.
It's just wonderful to have our oral histories now confirmed by science.
Ashtin Esther Rees is the administrator for Wrangell's tribal government. She's also named as an author in the study.
It's upholding what we've known. We've been on this land since time immemorial, and we have our oral histories, and we know them to be true. And findings like this just uphold the fact that those histories are extremely accurate.
The study focuses on a fragment of bone that's about the size of a slice of banana. It was part of the humerus bone in the upper arm of a young woman who lived around 3,000 years ago. It was found in Lawyer's Cave on the mainland just across from Wrangell. That's the same area where a 10,000-year-old dog bone was identified a few years ago.
This bone was found along with some beads made out of shells and some sewing tools. And these archaeological associations are always very fun because in my head, I try to put myself in the shoes of this person and see, all right, I was living 3,000 years ago. I was probably in a population where people made necklaces and they were sewing stuff. And it's just fun to think about it that way.
Analysis showed the woman's diet was probably primarily marine proteins like fish. Akil explains the fragment was part of a collection of bones taken from Alaska by a South Dakota geologist around 20 years ago. Researchers at the time thought it was from an ancient bear, but basic DNA analysis proved otherwise. In 2019, when Akil's professor found it was a piece of human bone, they reached out to Wrangell's tribe to ask permission to study the fragment.
So once we had found out that this bone was from a human, it was very likely that this was an ancestor of the people living there today. So we contacted the community and we said, hey, we have found this bone. Number one, is it okay if we study it? And number two, if it is okay, then would you like to give this bone a name?
The tribe agreed and decided on a name.
Virginia Oliver worked with Ruth Demmert in Kikwan to come up with a name for the ancestor, which was Tetukikishwat, which literally means young lady in a cave.
Rees, the tribal administrator, says she feels that scientific approach was completely appropriate and a respectful way to go about doing research.
I mean, obviously, this is our ancestor displaced from Wrangell in another place being studied. And so to reach out to the tribe to request permission to keep the tribe updated was just an excellent example of what collaboration can be to work with the tribes and work with these institutions to come up with some pretty amazing findings.
Researchers also collaborated with the U.S. Forest Service, which manages the area around the cave. Akil says he believes it's important for indigenous communities to be involved in research. After all, he says it's their ancestors being studied.
Historically, scientists in America have unfortunately had the bad habit of taking data from indigenous people and not keeping them involved, not reporting to them. In some cases, some graves were dug and bodies just taken away. Slowly, however, these things are changing, and we want to be part of that change. What we want to do is ensure that the indigenous communities have ownership over their stories and that they're in some capacity involved in the research as well.
And he says it's important for scientists to have proper background as well. As part of his research, Akil studied Tlingit culture and oral histories. To study the bone fragment from Tetukikishwat, Akil says it took a little bit of powdered bone and a lot of computer analysis.
So the way it works is that you take the bone and you drill into it and you obtain this little powder which contains pieces of DNA, and then you do various chemistry and you extract the DNA from it. Then you sequence the DNA and now you have a nice little code. And as it happens, we also have DNA sequences from a lot of indigenous people in the region.
Comparing those sequences led him to the conclusion that the 3,000-year-old fragment of bone is most closely related to the coastal indigenous people of Southeast Alaska and Haida Gwaii, the Thlinkit, Haida, Tsimshian, and Nisga'a. It wasn't as closely related to indigenous people living in the interior of modern-day British Columbia.
So based on that, we can say that the interior peoples and the coastal peoples had diverged or moved away from each other at least 3,000 years ago. So we know that 3,000 years ago, a certain people were living in Southeast Alaska, and the people living there today are very likely the descendants of these people.
It's a matrilineal connection, as one kind of DNA studied is only passed through generations of mothers. In Thlinkit culture, clan and moiety are also passed through the mother's line as well. Looking at previous research, Akil says the genetic connections can be made even further back in time, showing that ancestors of indigenous people living in Southeast Alaska have been in the region at least 6,000 years. Akil says there isn't much more that can be studied in the fragment of bone from Tetukyakishawat.
So at this point, we would just have to wait and see if somebody else stumbles upon a certain ancient bone and whether the indigenous communities allow it to be studied. As far as this bone is concerned, our next step would be to return the remains to the community so that they can rebury their ancestor with all the ceremony and ritual that it entails.
While there's no timeline for repatriation yet, Tribal Administrator Reese says tribal staff and members visited Lawyer's Cave with the Forest Service last summer to see where Tetukyakishawat was found. The area is riddled with petroglyphs and ancient fish traps made of stone and wooden stakes.
You look at these stakes and you see these grooves in these stakes that are 1,500 years old. It really makes you feel connected to the ancestors.
On the beach by the cave, she says a few tribal members drummed and sang a Thlinkit song for Tetukyakishawat.
And it was just this powerful moment of recognizing that this was a significant place and that we were here to learn and that we were there to honor the ancestor.
They also found a piece of obsidian. It's natural to the nearby Stikine River and indicative of trade between clans. More evidence for what Reese and other residents already knew, that they live on the same lands their ancestors have stewarded for thousands of years. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.